1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. Redemption, part 4. I'm speaking today in this passage, 1 Peter 1 verse 21, on the climax of redemption. We have seen God's plan from all eternity was worked out, accomplished by Christ's death on the cross. Eternity moving into time. But now in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, Peter takes this redemption just the next stage, one stage further. Here is God's plan, this glorious eternal scheme. Here is Christ's actual accomplishment 2,000 years ago on the cross. But what does that mean to me? How can I tap in, as it were, to this eternal plan? How can I experience this great accomplishment of Christ at Calvary? And this is what Peter deals with. Verse 21. Through him, through the Lord Jesus. It's all in him, you see. He is the sum and substance of it all. He is the center of it. Through him, you believe in God. So how do we get into this eternal plan? How do we come into it? How do we experience it? How do we experience and benefit by Christ's death? Not by simply knowing about it. Not by simply talking about it. Not simply singing about it. As Peter says, through him you believe, you trust, you rely. It's this reliance upon Christ, this welcoming of Christ, this receiving of Christ, this embracing of Christ. Trusting him. I have no other merit. I have no other plea. I have no other advocate. Christ alone. That's how we get into this plan. That's how we get into this great accomplishment by Christ. It is a personal experience. Through him, you believe in God who raised him from the dead. He died for sinners. He was raised again and glorified him. He raised him from the dead. He was buried. He rose. He ascended into glory and he was magnified. All the heavenly host glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Do you notice the you, the your. You see, this is the emphasis of a personal experience of faith. It's not a mass sort of a hysteria thing. You just sort of attend meetings in a group and you feel the kind of feeling about it, whatever that may be. It's a personal felt experience. I've already quoted Paul Baines. God pitcheth upon persons. In election, in the death of Christ, God planned individually, personally, for all his elect. Christ died personally, individually, for all the elect. And each sinner has to believe individually, personally, in this Saviour and trusting God. Hope, faith, these are the words. Hope, of course, means confident expectation, and it's all in God. As I said earlier, the centre is Christ, and through him, Christ. He died, he was buried, he was raised, he ascended, he's glorified, he's coming again. He is the key, he is the hinge, he is the fulcrum, he is the center. It's his work, it's his sacrifice, it's his person, his merit. Do I speak to people who are trusting this Lord Jesus Christ? You rely upon him as your Savior. Then trace it back to the eternal plan and purpose of God. This is all yours. Look forward with confident hope and expectation. That's been in the passage you know leading up to this. Christ is coming again in all his glory for you. An unbeliever, you know what you must do. Here is the eternal plan of God. Here is the great purpose of Christ in coming again. How can you join in this? How can you experience this? By turning to Christ in saving faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Believe in God through him. Call upon him. Ask him to save you and rely upon him. You then, too, will be able to say, this Savior is my Savior, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.